You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations on a rather special occasion. This is show number 300 of Conducting Conversations, on the air for almost 7 years now, thanks to our great listening audience. And I'm very pleased to welcome into our studio a return guest, but we haven't seen him for a couple of years. Bill Haney is here from Theater by the Sea. Welcome back, Bill.
Thank you, Mike. 300 shows for you in our 80th year at Theater by the Sea.
80 years at Theater by the Sea. That's more impressive.
And I've enjoyed every year of it.
And you remember the opening night,
absolutely.
Right? All right. Theater by the Sea has a long, long history of great things. And a lot of famous people played there over the years. People like Marlon Brando come to mind.
Groucho Marx, Mae West. Tallulah Bankhead. The list is so long, we'd be here for an hour.
We would do that. And a lot of great productions. And you've been involved for about 7 years yourself.
Yep,
now.
Bought it 7 years ago and started producing the shows right off the bat. We did, if you remember, way back then, the Forum.
Funny thing happened on the way to the Forum, and a lot of great shows since then. And this summer, we're looking forward to the 2013 season, and it's going to be great, opening with Nunsent.
Absolutely.
Great show. And Bill, your involvement in theater is not just at Theater by the Sea. You do something for the rest of the year too, right?
Yes. Actually, before I bought Theater by the Sea, I always tell people I had a day job. I run cinema complexes as well as a bunch of other things. But since I bought Theater by the Sea, I have acquired the North Shore Music Theater, which is in Beverly, a very famous 1,500-seat round theater, iconic live theater.
I've been there many times.
You have.
It's great. Great to see shows
there. Yeah, so we're kind of doing something different this year. We're kind of doing a few of the same shows in both places.
I see. So, in other words, you'd produce a show either at North Shore and then bring it down, or
exactly,
vice versa.
Exactly. And sometimes not the entire, because going from Proscenium, which we have at Theater by the Sea, to Round, which is at the North Shore, shows get reworked, some of the cast changes, but a lot of the elements don't change, costumes, props, things of that sort,
sure,
that we can really, it's economies of scale in today's world, which I try to take advantage of, which is going to work well for, I think it'll work well for both theaters. I think Theater by the Sea will benefit from it, because being a 1,500-seat venue in Beverly, we can, you know, afford a lot of really cool stuff, which Theater by the Sea now can take advantage of.
Sure, and if you have not been to Theater by the Sea, if you're in that very small minority of people in Southern Rhode Island and Connecticut and southeastern Massachusetts, you've got to get there. It's a beautiful location, beautiful grounds, nice restaurant attached to the building.
Right on the ocean.
Right near the ocean.
Great restaurant, Bistro by the Sea. Just a wonderful, people come there about an hour and a half early just to stroll the property.
Absolutely. You get out of the car, and the first thing you notice is the sea air that you can smell.
And hear the ocean.
And then you walk around and see some great, great gardens, and then you can enjoy a beverage at the gazebo.
At the gazebo, yep. Yeah. Or dine at the restaurant, as you said. It's a beautifully decorated old, it used to be a house, and it just sits right out there, and the Crow family do wonderful things with the food there. And the best part about it is you can sit down, have a nice leisurely dinner, and not be late for curtain. We ensure that.
There you go. So we'll talk more about that later, but let's get to a little music. We have Nunsent opening on May 29th, and we'll talk about the box office and so forth in a few moments, but let's listen to one of the songs from a great show, Nunsent.
Steve. convents as the places where we pray. But let us tell you, convents are much more than that today. With dedicated people, but we like to have our fun.
We're here tonight to share with you the humor of the nun.
Nonsense is habit forming, let us tell you why.
When a sister gets applause, it's a special high.
There is nothing we can do. Once we get a laugh or two, it's something we cannot control. Once we're on a roll.
Hey, did you hear the one about the traveling sales nun? She really was a gas. Rode into town upon a horse and landed on her ass.
Sister! Nonsense may be habit forming, but let us draw the line.
Cut the cheap shots, why be common?
We can be divine.
Everybody's here, so let's tell them who we are.
This is Sister Robert Ann. She sings and drives the car. Sister Mary Amnesia doesn't know her real name.
A crucifix fell on her head, her memory's gone. What a shame.
Sister Hubert is our novice mistress and our guiding light.
She's second in command and stands at Reverend Mother's right.
Sister Leo is the youngest. As a novice, she's brand new.
And I'm your Reverend Mother, Sister Mary Regina. That's who.
Nonsense is habit forming, that's what people say. We're here to prove that nuns are fun, perhaps a bit risque. We still wear our habits to retain our magic spell. Though we're on our way to heaven, we're here to raise a bell.
Nonsense, a great musical, a lot of fun, and you're going to have a great cast for that. About how many people roughly involved?
There's in that show, there's five on stage, and the neat part about this is the gentleman who created the Nonsense franchise. There are more than just Nonsense. There's a bunch of Nonsense takeoffs that he's done. Nonsense Boulevard. There's just a ton of them. But this is the original, and Danny Goggins, who created the Nonsense,
is
directing this production.
Great.
Which is really cool for us to have. We have actually, and we'll talk about it more later, but we have four accomplished directors this year. Big name regional directors are coming to Theater by the Sea to kick off this amazing 80th year season for us.
80 years, as we said earlier. And if you'd like to get tickets for Nonsense or Cats, Annie, or Lacage, you can do that by going to the box office or go onto the website, theaterbythesea.biz.
Actually, use the .com.
.com.
Yep.
Okay.
They're both available at .com, most people know.
All right, theaterbythesea.com, and you can get tickets right online, or you can call 401-782-8587 and get tickets that way, and it's going to be a great, great season.
Or actually, what people really enjoy doing, Mike, is it's such a wonderful place. They come down in person and buy tickets. We opened the box office a couple of days ago, and you'd be surprised at how many people just came down to see the grounds, to go and look at where they're going to be sitting, and just have a great time. We gave away hot dogs and popcorn and soda, just made it a family day. It was on a Sunday. First time they've opened on a Sunday in a long time. I said, let's not just open on Monday when everybody's at work and they have to just kind of quickly go there in their lunch hour. Make it a family day, and it was very successful. We're going to do this from now on.
Great. All right. I missed the hot dogs and the popcorn.
Yeah.
By the way,
see?
Bill, I think we should tell our audience, since this is radio, they can't see in the studio. We do have a studio audience today.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Chris, could you make a little noise in the background, just a little clapping or something?
There we go.
All right. Chris is with us, and he's not participating in the conversation, but
I told him to shut up before. That's why.
Right. We told him to just be quiet, but it's great to have him here with us. We're going to go to another tune from Nonsense and get you in a happy mood.
I see the spotlight, and though it's not right, I simply can't resist its call. For some nuns, it's bingo at the parish hall. Turn up that spotlight and I have a ball. I lose my head then. I know I'm dead when I start to hear that laughter grow. Please forgive me, but don't you know this is much more fun than B-I-N-G-O. Oh, oh. Turn off that spotlight, or when I've got light,
Nonsense is a fun play and a fun musical, and had a lot of success as it toured around. You mentioned various spin-offs, if you will, of the actual thing. But one of the things I want to make sure that we let the audience understand is this, as we've said in the past about Theater by the Sea, is a professional theater. And this is nothing wrong with community theater, but this is the big time.
This we always say costs a little bit more money than what the community theaters are allowed to or have to spend. We really spend a lot of money on doing these productions. The cast, it's cast in New York. We use as many locals as we can, but most of the cast comes out of New York, where we do all the auditioning. And and anybody who's been to Theater by the Sea knows that they're seeing a what we call it professional summer stock theater.
Sure, absolutely, and. It has a professional orchestra there also, right? The music is live.
Yes, it is. And this year, I've allowed some of the largest orchestras that we've had as far as members that we can fit in that pit. It being the 80th year and being these titles, especially Annie, Lacage, and Cats, we just went all out. I mean, those are big titles for any one season. Mm-hmm. Nonsense, of course, being terrific. But those three titles are big, big, big musicals. And I said, we must give the presence and the volume of the orchestra to be there with those shows. So we've increased the amount of people in the pit.
It's a great place to see a show. You feel you're right there with the cast.
Being a big theater, you're absolutely right. You're literally almost on stage.
There's not really
a bad seat in the house.
No, there isn't. Well, let's go to the next show that we're going to be talking about. Listen to a tune from Cats, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Bill Haney and Theater by the Sea.
Are you blind when you're born?
Can you see in the dark?
Dare you look at a king?
Would you sit on his throne? Can you say of your bite that it's worse than your bark?
Are you cock of the walk
when you're walking alone?
Because jellicles are, and jellicles do, and jellicles would. Jellicles would and jellicles can and jellicles do.
When you fall on your head, do you land on your feet?
Are you tense when you sense there's a storm in the air?
Can you find your way blind when you're lost in the street?
Do you know how to go to the heavy side layer?
Because jellicles can and jellicles do. Jellicles do and jellicles can.
The Pied Piper's assistant. Have you been in alumnus of heaven and hell?
Are you mean like a minx?
Are you mean like a lynx?
Are you keen to be seen when you're smelling a rat?
Were you there when the pharaohs commissioned the sphinx?
If you were and you are, you're a jellicle cat.
On Conducting Conversations, I'm Mike Maino, and sometimes I say tomato, and sometimes I say tomato, because sometimes I say Bill Haney, and it's actually Bill Haney, right?
Yes, but I'm okay with that. If you want to make a mistake, it's good.
No. We'll go with the correct name. Or so.
David, I answer to both.
And David, it's nice to have you with us here today. Bill
Thanks,
Haney. And it's pretty simple. It's H-A-N-N-E-Y, so I don't know why I said Haney. But
that's
anyway,
okay.
You know, but anyway, we're talking about Theater by the Sea's 80th season and some great shows coming this summer. Just to recap, it's going to open with Nonsense. We heard a few tunes from that. And then Cats, the last tune that we heard was Jellicoe Ball, right, just before the break. Mm-hmm. And we'll be listening to some more music from Cats. And this is a very lavish production. A lot of costuming.
It's big. It's big costumes and sets. And this show has never been done at Theater by the Sea. And this show's got to be 30 years old.
Yeah.
It was the longest running show on Broadway in the history of Broadway back before Phantom took over. But it was, and we don't know why they never did it at Theater. Maybe just timing or whatever. But it's its first time at Theater by the Sea.
Well, I would think it's also a relatively expensive from a production standpoint of the costuming and so forth.
It is absolutely expensive. You know, so. As I said earlier, we've picked three huge shows. So hopefully we'll have a lot of ticket sales this year to support all that. I'm sure we will, because it's the type of, if you just throw these huge titles in, people should come.
Now, speaking of ticket sales, people can buy season tickets, right? The box office is open.
Still at, you know, we'll be on with season subscription sales right through the first show because it's always, it really is the best way to if you're going to see three, you might as well see four shows because you'll get, number one, over 20% discount. There's so many perks that go with being a subscriber. You can exchange them. If you can't go for whatever night, it comes with discount at the restaurant. You can buy all single tickets if you're a subscriber at 10% off. You get first single ticket sales to subscribers. They get first shot at any of the tickets that go on single sale. We make you feel special as a subscriber. And the good news, Mike, is our subscription sales this year are fantastic.
Excellent.
They
excellent.
Really are. People, I really attribute it to the history of the theater, the quality of the productions, and the titles of the season.
Great. And so you want to continue to support that so you can... They can take chances, that Bill can take chances with his company of bringing in a show like Cats that maybe normally wouldn't be able to be funded. But
absolutely.
This is a good way to do it. All right. Speaking of Cats, let's get to another tune from that, and we'll get you a whistling happy tune here, I think.
If you offer me pheasant, I'd rather have grouse. If you put me in a house, I would much prefer a flat. If you put me in a flat, then I'd rather have a house. If you set me on a mouse, then I only want a rat. If you set me on a rat, then I'd rather chase a mouse.
Cut up, Tom Tiger, he's a curious cat.
And there isn't any need for me to shout it.
For he will do as he
doing anything about it.
Rum-rum-rum-rugger is a terrible bore.
Oh, when you let me in, then I want to go out. I'm always on the wrong side of every door. As soon as I'm at home, then I like to get about.
I like to lie in the bureau drawer.
Such a fuss if I can't get out.
Tom, 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 is a curious cat.
And there isn't any need for you to doubt it.
For he will do as he do.
And there's no doing anything about it. My disobliging ways are a matter of a habit. If you offer me fish, then I always want to feast. When there isn't any fish, then I won't eat rat. If you offer me cream, then I sniff and sniff. For I only like what I find for myself. So you catch me in it right up to my ears if you put it away on a lot of shelves. Funny laugh in the middle of your sewing, but there's nothing I enjoy like a horrible
any need for me to spout it.
For he will do as he do.
And there's no doing anything about it.
So that's the music from Cats, one of the longest running shows on Broadway, coming to Theater by the Sea. And the next show after that, which is going to actually, I should say, the Cats is opening on June 19th and running through July 13th. And then July 17th, a very fun show that I haven't actually seen yet, but everybody
you're the
talks
only
about
one.
It. I'm the only person in the United States that hasn't seen
probably
Annie.
In the world.
Hasn't seen Annie. So I'll be looking forward to that. That's going to open on July 17th and run through August 18th.
Yes.
And Annie is the kind of production that not only, as a longtime stage performer, I always say, I hate to follow kids and animals. This has both,
has
right?
Both. Exactly. Annie happens to be one of my favorite shows. And we were very lucky to get the rights to it because it's back on Broadway, doing extremely well. And generally when Broadway does it, they clear the whole country. You can't do a darn thing. But I had it last year at North Shore Theater, and it was an absolute smash hit. We had to add performances. We went to 9 performances a week because we couldn't keep up the demand of tickets.
Wow.
It sells like crazy. And this year I said, you know, again, what better show to bring to Theater by the Sea? And thanks to the people in New York, they gave us the rights to do it. And we're excited about it. We've cast a terrific cast. Our Annie is absolutely, we wanted to do a local Annie. We couldn't find one. This gal's from New Jersey. And when you see her on the stage, I saw Annie on Broadway just probably about 3 or 4 months ago. And I'll say it, she was better than the gal on Broadway. She is, and we already gave her a contract, she can't ask for a raise. So she will just wow the pants off you. You will not believe her. And Miss Hannigan is a Broadway veteran, and she did she's done a couple of shows at North Shore, and our Warbucks. Matter of fact, we have 3 or 4 local people playing different parts in the show, so mm-hmm. it should be a lot of fun.
All right, sounds great. Let's listen to Sun Gonna Come Up Tomorrow,
I guess. The Sun Will Come Up Tomorrow.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on.
Tune that sticks in everybody's head. That's one of those that you just keep humming over and over again.
Absolutely.
Whether you've seen the show or not.
Once you
see it, I'm sure then it's really going to be there. Now, I understand that we talked a little bit about the movie theater business and that you're involved in that. At the top of the show, we talked about that. And you do other things. You were in New York last week for something pretty exciting.
Yes, actually, I became involved in the production of Pippin, which opened on Broadway last week. And it was absolutely terrific. And the Tony Awards are coming up. It's already won 11 Drama Desk nominations, which is the highest of all the shows so far this season.
Wow.
And we're really counting on it winning the Tony, I think it's in June for the Tony Awards. And it's my first kind of involvement, investment in on Broadway, which people say, not a good idea. So hopefully I've picked the right show. Time will tell.
Sounds like you have. So you're not actually an actor on the show.
I can't sing, I can't dance, and I can act only when I have to.
There you go. All right. Well, we certainly can pick some great shows to
that
do.
I can do, I think, yeah.
And Annie is one of them. Sounds like it's going to be great. And we've got another tune coming up from that called Hard Knocks Life. And anything you want to tell us about that? It's just a fun tune.
It's just all the orphans do the. It's just a wonderful song. I mean, this show is loaded with hits. Virtually every song is a hit in this show, and the kids are going to be terrific because they usually always are. And if they aren't, we just fire them.
And there you go. Get new kids. It's easy. It's kids. A lot easier.
Break their little hearts, but that's okay.
It's easier when you hire them than when you have them, right?
Oh yeah, exactly. You can't fire your own kids, I guess.
All right. We'll listen to that and then take another short break and be back with more of Theater by the Sea.
It's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life for us.
Instead of treated,
we get tricked.
Instead of kisses,
we get kicked. It's a hard knock life. Got no folks to speak of, so it's a hard knock road we hoe.
Cotton blankets,
back to Conducting Conversations, and we've been talking about the new season, the 80th season at Theater by the Sea, coming up and opening on May 29th with Nonsense, then June 19th with Cats, July 17th Annie is going to be opening, and then on August 14th will be La Cage. And we're talking with Bill Haney, who is the owner and producer and chief engineer.
Anything
and
I have to do, I will do.
While we were on commercial break, Bill mentioned that they're doing some cleanup and some sprucing up at Theater by the Sea, painting and,
yeah,
and
we,
fixing things.
Yeah, we always try to keep the property up, but we haven't done a major kind of, you know, repainting of the building and the trim and stuff like that since 2007. So I thought this is a nice year to really do it. We're doing some different things. We're adding music to the courtyard and to the Arbor Walk.
Oh.
We're restoring the bathrooms in the actual theater lobby. We're trying to restore them back to as close to period as possible, but
now,
still be
functioning. Now, I made a funny comment.
You
I
did.
Thought it was a joke. I said to Bill, you're going to have paper towels in the bathroom. And he said, strange, you should mention that.
And this morning, I'm trying to pick out new fixtures, all the toilet paper dispensers and the paper towel and the soap and all that kind of stuff. But I said, in the two bathrooms in the lobby, I'm restoring them back to period. I don't want this big modernized mechanism clunking sucker thing that spits out a paper towel. So they're literally scouring the country now to find something that would replicate what it looked like in the 30s and 40s, whatever period we can go back to kind of look, but still work today, you know?
Yeah, have it functional.
I'll let you know when opening that if we did it or
all
not.
All right, I'll be there to check it out. I'll have to go in there and wash my hands.
And see if it, exactly, see if I pulled it off.
All right, we're talking about Annie at this point. We've listened to a couple tunes from Annie, and there's one more, and you described this as a real fun one.
This is Miss Hannigan's Little Girls. This is such a fun number in the show. It's a wonderful character, and she doesn't like kids, and this song shows it so well.
Teeth, everything around me is little. If I wring little necks, surely I will get an acquittal. Some women are dripping with diamonds, some women are dripping with pearls. Lucky me. And each little bloomer I'd have cracked years ago if it weren't for my sense of humor. Someday I'll step on their freckles. Some night I'll straighten their curls. Send the flood, send the flu, anything that you can do.
There you have Songs from Annie, and the next show up, the show that will close the season, is going to open on August 14th, and that's La Cage.
La Cage aux Folles.
La Cage aux Folles, and that's for a lot of people that have seen the movie Birdcage.
Yes, it's Birdcage story set to amazing music. I mean, they did it. Jerry Herman did an amazing job with the music.
It sounds like a great show. I know that Birdcage has always been one of my favorite
movies. Oh, it's one of my favorite movies.
So that's it's a great movie. And what was his name? Spartacus?
Agador Spartacus.
Yeah. And, of course, starring Gene Hackman and Robin Williams and Nathan Lane.
Oh,
and,
God, brilliant.
Diane, the Academy Award winner.
Weiss,
yeah. And a lot of other people in there, too. So it's a great movie.
And the show really is as much fun, but with some great music to go with it. It really is.
Sounds like that's a great
And I think the La Cage came before Birdcage, because La Cage comes from a French film back, I'm going to guess, in the 70s or whatever, a French film, I don't remember the name of it. And they made this the Broadway show, and then from then the movie.
Sure, there you go.
There you go, history.
See, history right here on Conducting Conversations, things you didn't know.
I just hope I'm right.
All right, well, we'll listen to a song from La Cage, and then we'll come back and wrap it up and talk about once more about how you can get tickets and encourage you to get down to the theater and see the beautiful sights and the new paper towel dispensers in the men's and ladies'
room. We're going all the way this year.
of summer, but a faded rose. The best of times is now. As for tomorrow, well, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? So hold this moment fast and live and love as hard as you know how, and make this moment last, because the best of times is now, is now, is now. As hard as you know how, and make this moment last, because the best of times is now, is now, is now.
And live and love as
The Best of Times. Best of Times from La Caja Fall. And that's going to be the last of four shows. And the good news for our listening audience is that Bill will be back just before each show opens.
Looking forward to it.
And that'll be a great thing to have you back here. And we'll talk more in depth and we'll talk about the production.
And I'll bring some people with me, maybe.
You'll have some interesting people.
They won't just be background people. They'll, you know, some directors, stars. Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
Okay, excellent. That'll be something to look forward to because a lot, as Bill has mentioned, particularly in the director category, we've got some pretty big names coming
too,
in.
Actually, they've accomplished people, done some big stuff.
That'll be great. We want to review one more time. Tickets are available for the 80th season by going to theaterbythesea.com and or calling 401-782-8587. Or the best deal is to actually drive down, right?
Go to the theater box office, see Vinny. He's our box office manager and a terrific guy, and he will take care of you.
And if you see Vinny and mention my name, you might get really good.
You'll get the last row, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, glad to see that Vinny
Mention Mike's name, and Vinny will take care of you.
Vinny will take care of you. Okay. And we're going to close with one more tune from La Caja, and this is another fun thing that keeps the music rolling. And Bill, thanks so much for coming in.
Had a great time. Look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. We'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.